From the Journal of the Unknown Prophet. Oh, how long has he sought you, beloved? How many nights has he stood listening, silently waiting in the shadows, unseen by you and those that surround you? For it was he who wept as he heard your soundless scream in the midnight hour. It was he who watched as you tried in your brokenness to marshal together the fragments of your shattered heart. And so, most beloved of his children, now he comes closer, the fairest of 10,000. And as he walks out from behind the shadows and you lift up your tear-stained face to him, half blinded by the radiance from the most beautiful of countenances, he reaches out his hand to you. You mouth soundlessly, and you hear his whisper, "I have sought you all your life, through all the pain, through the loneliness, I have sought you." Each time your heart broke soundlessly with the agony of not belonging, I sought you. Through each rejection, through each hour of despair, I sought you. I was there, loving you, reaching out to you. It was me all along. And as your eyelids gently close, as you are engulfed in his tender embrace and the tears fall, somewhere through the sands of time in that netherland between sleeping and waking, you recognize that familiar presence, and you too know that he was there. It was he all along. Jesus is the one who celebrates with us. Luke 15:10. I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. He is God who pleads on our behalf, like in Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. He is the one who weeps with us when we weep, like in John 11:33-35, where it reads, "When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 'Where have you laid him?' he asked. 'Come and see, Lord,' they replied. Jesus wept." Our God is the one who goes on adventures with us. In Matthew 14 and Mark 8, the disciples were in a storm and Jesus was with them. Jesus was the one who calmed the storm. He is the one who walked on the water, and he is the one who raised the dead. I am like a blank page, and he is the letters. Imagine yourself standing on a beautiful beach and see the place where the blue water touching white shores by the tree of life at the crystal sea. Right there is an intersection. Metaphorically, Jesus is the letters, and at that intersection, the letters stand up like figures at that intersection, like words written all along the horizon as far as you can see to the left and right, in one continuous line of words, on the horizon, that amazing place where the sea conspires with the sky. The words are the story and praise for the Son of God, Jesus. In Scripture, silver can also be taken as goodness, generosity, fairness, or having a bountiful eye full of mercy even to transgressors. Jesus is like a shining hand writing shimmering words upon my heart, writing silver thoughts, God thoughts. He is God who sparks ideas in me, and God who dreams his dreams upon creation like an open hand, offering his hope and salvation. Jesus is the all in all, abundant and beyond our beyond.